Good morning, everybody. How you doing today? Okay, I'm going to start off just a little differently today. Psalm 100. Here we go. My Bible entitles it, Serve the Lord with Gladness. If I was really good, I'd have this memorized, but I don't have it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Page 396, please, and let's stand. 396, one of my absolute favorite songs.
The trumpet of the Lord shall sound in time, so be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather,
thank you for the beautiful, gray, rainy day. But it's a day you made, Lord, and it is beautiful. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today in your house. Thanks for all that showed up, Lord. Thanks for keeping us well this past week. Sparing us through the storms, Lord. We're all safe. Thank you, Lord, for all that we have, all that you give us, all that you do for us. We can cast everything at your feet, Lord, and you're going to take care of us no matter what. And I thank you so much for it. Thank you for my church family, Lord, those that showed up today, anticipating a bit of fellowship later on, Lord, if you tarry. Just guide and direct today, Lord. Our pastor's going to do just a little bit of preaching today, Lord. Guide him, direct him, give him the strength, Lord, he needs for today. Be with us all, Lord. Help us to remember to shake a hand, to say hi, maybe a hug, whatever, Lord, it takes. Build each other up, Lord. That's what we're here for. But help us, Lord, as we go into your word today. Guide and direct there, especially be with John. Thank you for this time, Lord. I pray for our nation, Lord. Man, it's got a lot of problems. But I pray, Lord, they might turn to you, Lord, for what they need and answering all the questions and stuff going on in our nation today. Thank you, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let's see, where are we at here? Whiter than snow. 310, please. 310.
Thank you. Sing the last.
Lord Jesus, thou seest I patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never saidst no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let's see. Tonight, 6 o'clock, is our evening service. More classic scriptures going over. It's good stuff, folks. Don't miss out. Baptismal class is also at 5 o'clock tonight. There is no baptism tonight. We have to reschedule it. Fellowship today, team, is Kim and Sharon. If you're hungry, folks, wait around. We'll get some food later. Personal evangelism is on the 30th. Let's see. Children's church for ages 4 up to 12. Wilton Bible study on the 2nd of May. Believe that. Communion, May 5th. Men's Bible study on the 11th. Personal evangelism on the 14th. Pastor's thought for the week. Children are a gift from God and an heritage in the Lord. Amen. Thanks. Guys, come forward. We'll take up the morning. Yes.
Women's Bible study will be this Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
But Kathy's
full
at 6 p.m.
Okay. Anybody else? Come on up, guys. We'll take up the offer now. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for just getting us here today, Lord, that we can come here to worship you. Thanks, Lord, for the songs we've got to sing, how they kind of touch our hearts, Lord, as we're singing them. Lord, our pastor's about to speak, and now we're going to take up an offering, Lord. I just ask you to be with the gift and the giver. Thank you, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Song 744, I think it's just a chorus, 744.
He made the lame to walk again, and he called.
happy. Actually, I like rainy days. I always think the Lord gives us many blessings through the rain, you know, showers of blessings. And I know this, that as we experience life, there are many droughty patches. And sometimes we're even out in the desert. So I never am sorry to see us have a nice rainy day. One of the reasons I like a rainy day especially, at least from the farm background, you think, well, I don't have to go out there and do something today because it's raining. It takes several things off the plate. And I like that idea of being able to curl up. My favorite place to go when it rained on the farm, when I didn't have people I had to deal with all the time, was to sit in my truck and just meditate, maybe read some scripture, pray. And I liked a rainy day. And so I'm thankful, Lord, for this day. Amen. I'm thankful for you folks, and I trust today you'll have a good experience here at Fruitland that will be steered Lordward today. I have to tell you a few things, and I've got to get myself on track here and opened up. And then we'll turn to the spiritual part of this. But I didn't want to say unfortunately, but sometimes there are things we must take care for in a congregationally governed church. So following the message this morning, we're going to have just a few couple items to deal with in a stand-up meeting. But you don't have to stand. I'll be the only one that stands. And then we'll go have dinner. Lunch for most of you. And we want to invite you to that this morning. There's plenty of food out there, and I can always do without. Forgive me for my voice troubles today. I did some plowing this week, and I think that dust between that and the wind had an effect on it, but I'm becoming more and more random as time goes on. Things don't always work right the way they should. Anyway, we'll have that meeting. And then we'll come over and have our time of fellowship around the table as we partake of some food. But before that, we'll partake of some spiritual food. Yes. Today is our children's message. We have one of those bi-monthly. So this is oriented today to children of all ages, from 100 on down. And Kim is going to give me a little help today. And today I'm going to ask the kids to maybe come up if you want to closer. But we will not, don't come up and stand today. If the things we give out, you can take when you go back to your seats if you come up. That way everyone can see better. I've had people say, we can't see. Now, you know what I always say, if you can't see or you can't hear. The best seats in the house are in the front because no one uses them. The padding's still a lot better up in the front. Anyway, welcome. I trust today will be a day that we are motivated to walk with the Lord to a further extent. Before we start, as we usually do, we're going to take a few moments to pray personally. And then I'll lead with a short pastoral prayer. But realize this today, there are many joys and reasons to give God the glory. But His throne is also open for the things that may be on your heart and the requests that we may have in this thing called life. And we know there are many things going on in people's lives today where they need help. And I'm thankful today that Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to be the helper for the believer who indwells us, the one who comes alongside. But that Jesus is also, He's standing before His Father's throne saying, this person is one who trusted in My blood, who accepted My blood to forgive them for their sins. Father, help them. Help them to defeat and to be in a proactive battle against the wicked one who seeks to take us down. Let's not let him do it today. Let's go with joy and have a good day in Jesus. Let's pray together and then we'll begin. Our Father in heaven, a day again has been given to us of your grace and mercy. And today, Lord, we look into your eyes as we look into Scripture and as we draw now for a quiet time before your throne for some intimate, excuse me, fellowship with you. I thank you today for the gathering of the believers. And Father, we're thankful for everyone that has come through the doors here this morning. There is no accident in your program, Lord, but people are here or not here by divine providence. So, Lord, my heart, first of all, is thankful for those that are here, but I'm also concerned today, Lord, for those who are not here for various reasons. But Lord, we want to be sure to let you know today, before we do anything else, that we understand who you are. Maybe not to the fullness as that we should, but you indeed, Jesus, are the one who was the creator. You are the sustainer, and you also are the redeemer of this universe. And we thank you today, Lord, that you're on your throne and that all things are under your authority and power. I pray today, Lord, for Holy Spirit power as we look into your word. This is a children's message today. It's a little different orientation, but I pray that we would draw close to you in worship, in reverence and awe of you today, Lord. But also, Lord, I don't think it's wrong to have some fun. I think that you want us to have joy and to express that, Lord, to one another and to you. And so, Lord, we do thank you for life, for health and strength. And Lord, for the wondrous gift, the unspeakable gift is what the scriptures say. We cannot have words available to us to describe it of our salvation. So thank you, Lord, for redeeming us after, again, the race fell away from you back there in the Garden of Eden, the human race. So, Lord, there's many reasons to rejoice, but also a day to take things seriously. And I pray now that what we look at from your word and that's illustrated before us would be profitable to all the children in this room. And what I mean by that, Lord, is all of us, because we're all your, well, if we're redeemed, we're your children, but you're all of us here were created by you, Lord, and you are the giver of life. And so, Father, help us to take seriously the message that you have for us today. Now, I pray you'll help me, Lord, and I'm always the weak link in all of this, and it's been a very hectic day, but, Lord, we know that you are the God of peace and of calmness. So I pray that you'll calm our hearts. May the Spirit have his way in people's lives today, Lord, that they would yield to you, and we'll give you praise in advance today for all of it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Miss Kim, if you'd come up and give me a hand, unless, I'll tell you what, Kenny, will you help me put this table the other way this morning so we can see better? And Miss Kim, you're going to come up?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, any way you want to go. Uh-oh, we need help, quick. Someone grab a towel, please, or two. These ponds get out of hand a little bit. It's been excessive rain overnight. Thank you. You know what? There's the old one still up on the pulpit. I never got back to dump it. Thank you. I have some cough drops. Anyway, Jason or Kenny, either one of you that are here, thank you for your prompt assistance there.
Be back some more.
Miss Kim, is this the partially one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
We'll leave this one for safety on the pan. All right, I'm going to begin this, Miss Kim. Have we got a pond that's low? I've got extra water there if we do. Young and old alike, come on up closer. But don't block our total view if you want to see this. Do you have the frogs, Kim? Okay. Well, our message today has to deal with frogs. How many of you like frogs? I like them. Do you like the frog legs, Lonnie, or the... Oh, yeah. But children of the king, this morning I want to tell you a story about a frog who procrastinated. Procrastination means what? To put off a decision or doing, two D's, a decision or doing until later. I don't want to do it now. I'm going to wait till later. So this morning, Kim, do you want to hold up one of the frogs here? Or you can look. And we've got some back here. But Kim has used this story before several times, but we've given this frog the name of Freddy. And that probably fits, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, a little story here this morning. The frog, Freddy, lived in a beautiful pond. So, Miss Kim, let's illustrate what we have here.
We have a beautiful pond.
It is.
We have frogs. That's fun.
Can everyone see that?
What frogs like to eat?
Insects.
Flies is your favorite thing. Flies.
Last night, I got up at 2 in the morning to get a fly swatter. We're starting with that. Anyway, tell me a little background, though, about frogs. Frogs come from what? Yeah, but where do tadpoles come from? Eggs. And the tadpoles are hatched from eggs early in the season. And so what we have here on your right-hand side is a pond that's in full bloom in the heights of the season. There's no thought here whatsoever about winter. This is springtime, just like the season we're in right now. And we're thinking what right now? I'm rejoicing every day when I don't have to turn that heat up in the house. You know? I'm thinking, we don't have to mess with this for how long? 6 months or more, you know? And I like that because I like this time of the year, don't you? Amen. It's a refreshing time of the year. Spring is always a renewal of life. And it's a reminder of what Jesus does for us. So the frogs are hatching out of the eggs. The tadpoles are hatching from the frog eggs. And eventually you have a mature frog that comes out of that cycle of growth, of new life. By the way, check me out on this because I can't. There is a day designated as Frog Day. I think it's March 20th. We had an old gentleman. His name was Newt Lang. He lived down at the, Kim, I've told you about this, but his old frog pond is on the edge of the 122nd Street. If you go down to the blacktop, it's down there on the left-hand side. Newt's Frog Pond. Very few people would know that anymore. Excuse me. But we're in the prime season, and what do we see here? The water is what? Clear. It looks to me like the perfect environment. Kim, I can't see this. What kind of plant life is there around the pond? Do I see them on a rock there, Kim, or what? Yeah, and it's sunny, the temperature is mild. You know, the frogs really don't have a care in the world. Would you ever like to have some times like that? You know what? You can have that in Jesus so today, friends. We're always going to deal with things, but through Jesus, we can let those things go. We can have peace in Him. But anyway, that's the perfect thing. Next thing we have here, Kim. Miss Kim, I mentioned the seasons change. And what Kim did with this, she illustrated that perfectly because what we have here is a pond with a thin layer of ice, like the first time it froze just a little bit in the fall. Kim, you want to illustrate that further?
Well, yeah, they start disappearing, those frogs, because it's cold. And they know where they go when it gets cold.
Frogs go through the off season down in the bottom, down in the mud. The whole cycle begins over and over. But in this case, the pond's not frozen all the time. They're still able to come up, just like we are in the fall. Maybe you'll even have some days you can be out in the shirt sleeves. We've had a lot of those this year. And so they're still enjoying things there. On the rock, the flies are not gone because they're not frozen out yet. And it's a good time. Now, Miss Kim, what's the other illustration we have here?
Before we move on, I want to tell you about Freddie. His friends all said to him, come on, Freddie, it's time to go.
We're going Yep. But go ahead, Miss Kim.
It happened to be a warm day. The sun came out on this cold day. And you can see it? It's not real solid. And he said, oh, they're dumb. I'm going to get all these flies because they're not around. And so Freddie is living the life. He thinks, wow, I got it great. He's even got some rocks where he can lay it all by himself. And then it starts getting colder, though, at night.
And that brings us to pond number three.
What happens when it freezes? What happens to that ice? Can the frogs dive in and go to the bottom of the pond? You think they can, Bonnie? You think they can get through that ice and get to the bottom so they can survive through the winter? Because it's frozen.
Yep, the ice got too thick and they can't break through it. Yeah. So we're going to look at that in our story today. Kim, thank you for illustrating that. Yeah. Please stay up here in case we need some more assistance. So Freddie the Frog lived in that beautiful pond, the first one. He started out as an egg which hatched to a tadpole and metamorphosized into an adult frog. By the way, frogs are known as what? Amphibians, which means what, Lonnie? Both ways. They're on land and water. And spring was a great time of the year, as I illustrated earlier. Other new frogs maturing fresh new water from the rainfall like we had overnight. New lily pads, flowers to sit on, aquatic life was booming, and the flies were plentiful, right? Everything was going great, smooth, literally smooth like a lake, okay? The frogs were so happy with all these things that had been provided for them, they could just croak. And Al asked me this morning if I've heard the frogs croak. I can't hear anything at the farm because the chickens are always crowing. And I mean that sincerely. I can't even talk to Kim outside. But the frogs were so happy. He could just croak. Everyone was having a good time. They weren't thinking about fall. They were enjoying spring. And isn't that the way it is with us sometimes? We like to bask in the good things, but we fail to prepare. We know the theme of this is procrastination. We have to understand that it is not always going to be like that, and that we need to do things that prepare us for when we can't have that type of a life and that type of an environment to live in. So anyway, the warm summer came, and it seemed like it would last forever. You ever think about that? Maybe you've had periods in your life when you thought, well, if this could just go on forever, wouldn't this be great? They were lazy days. They were warm nights. It was the ideal environment for frogs. They could dive into the water. They could take a tour down to the deep, but they could come back up, land on a lily pad, and enjoy the meal of frogs whenever they wanted. Lazy days and warm nights. You know, God gave frogs an instinct to explore the bottom of the pond. We know that they're amphibians. They like both things. They could understand that there was a benefit to all these things that God gave them. By the way, God created the frogs. They are not made in His image, but they are made with what? His background, yeah, His qualities. Everything is made with God's qualities. So they had an instinct given to them by God to explore the bottom of the pond, to prepare for cold weather. And so as fall began to approach, well, Kim shows here in her pond, there's only Freddy up there where the fall's setting in. There's a thin layer of ice. Where are the other frogs at that time? They're down in the mud. They went to safety. Okay. Anyway, they invited their friend, our example today here, Freddie, to visit the safe home for winter and to prepare in advance. But our frog, Freddie, was still enjoying the warm days and didn't seem to notice that the nights were starting to get a little bit more chilly. One morning there was a frost and a thin coat of ice. Miss Kim, point that out, the second pond there. Make sure they see the ice. Yeah. One morning there was a frost and a thin coating of ice on the edge of the pond. Some of the frogs went to the warm bottom and invited our frog to go, as I said earlier. He didn't think there was any rush to go down. The days were still warm, and the ice and frost always melted. Remember, Freddy's inexperienced because he's a new frog. A lot of people are inexperienced because they don't know the way the cycle of things works. And a lot of that comes from God's Word for us to know about that. Like I said, he thought this was always going to melt every day. It's no big deal. He told the other frogs that invited and warned him that there was plenty of time to enjoy the good fall weather. One night the pond froze over except in a sheltered area where he was at. And then the weather warmed up again for a few days. By the way.
The only one there.
Yep. You got that illustrated there, Miss Kim? Yep. He noticed that some of his friends were no longer coming to the surface. And he just laughed. He knew the pond would never totally freeze. He knew. About the 1st of December, a hard cold snap settled in. It got down to zero, but our frog friend knew it wouldn't last that long. The pond froze quickly overnight, totally covered in thick ice. Our friend the frog died on the ice. He could not get through. Miss Kim, do you have him there yet? See that? He could not get to the safety of the bottom of the pond because there was a thick coating of ice that came across. Kids of all ages, this is a parable. This today is an illustration of what happens to people and the elements of what take place in people's lives when they understand that there is a way to safety, but they don't take it because they're not what? They're not ready yet for one reason or another, and they think they know better. They think they know better. Kids of all ages, it's a parable of not receiving salvation by believing on Jesus, who died for us, and accepting his gift of eternal life. Eternal life here is represented in the safety of the mud at the bottom of the lake, of the pond. And that's why I'm speaking to all of us today, folks, no matter what the age is. But understand this, none of us knows when our days will be up. But we know one thing, if you're here today and you're older, and the Bible says in Psalm 90 that the average age of man is 70, and you're getting up toward that age, you know that your days are numbered. But all of our days are numbered. So it's applicable to the young frogs and the old frogs alike. The idea here today is that we don't want to put off Jesus becoming our Savior before the ice covers the pond, so to speak. Death is the final test. The Bible says that if we die apart from Jesus Christ, when the pond freezes over, there is no way of getting back to him. God has given us the grace of our lifetime, whatever time that is, either short or long, after we become at the age of accountability, to either receive him or reject him. God will not force any of us to do anything. Freddie wasn't forced to go to the bottom. He was invited to go to the bottom. But what did he do? He said, no, I know a different way. But the cold snap came, and there's Freddie on the ice. And when his friends did come up, they knew that he had died. He could not get down to safety. I wonder today, if you were to die, would you and I go to be with Jesus? Well, the Bible simply illustrates that. It says we can go to the safety of the Lord Jesus by acknowledging that we're sinners, that there is no remediation for our sin apart from the precious blood of Jesus, who went to die for our sins and shed his blood to cover our sins on the cross of Calvary and then rose again the third day. That's the simple gospel. Acknowledging our sin, bringing that to the Savior, believing on the Savior, trusting in his work for us in our place. That's how we're saved, folks. It's nothing we can do. We can only receive this gift. Freddie's friends tried to tell him. Maybe there's someone here today that someone's tried to tell you that. Jesus is telling us this, folks. We need to get to the bottom of the pond and be safe in the mud before the frost and the freeze come over and we can no longer get there. Amen. That's as simple as that. So I wonder that today, if someone were to die that's here today, would you go to be with Jesus? Well, so far, as I'm looking at everyone, we're all alive, which means God's grace is still there. You can receive him today. I am compelled to bring that kind of a message to all of us today because it's so important that we not be like Freddie and caught. And I'm going to cry when I think about that. He didn't have to have that happen, but he chose because he wanted to do it his way rather than the way that the Lord wants for us. I'd like to just think about a few things from the Bible before we close this morning. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten or unique son, the God-man, that whosoever, everyone, who will believe should not perish, not die eternally, but have everlasting life, eternal life. That's a very plain choice that all of us are faced with. But God did that for us out of love for us. Matthew 6:33. Let's turn there quickly this morning. We just have a few things to look at, but Matthew 6:33 says this. It's a warning to us, folks, and it came from the mouth of Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Miss Kim. Are you all right? By the way, when can they come get the frogs? You got it. Young or old, but don't break them and, you know, have trouble. They're fragile, aren't they? Have we paid our liability insurance, Kim? Okay. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let all the stuff go that's up there on the pond. By the way, if you seek him first, you'll still be able to be up on the pond enjoying the good things of life. Okay? He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, meaning the other joys of life that are there on the pond, shall be what? Added unto you. The problem is with procrastination is another P word known as priorities. Could I ask us all today, what is the priority in your life? If Jesus isn't number one, the rest of it will follow in that same line. It will be priorities that are for things of the world, not the things of the Spirit. Maybe someone is struggling with that today. And then over to the book of Ephesians quickly. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Ephesians chapter 5, 14 through 17. Paul writes here to the church at Ephesus. And here's another warning, in a sense, about this very issue that we're talking about this morning. Paul says this, beginning in verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake! If I could entitle a single word message to America today, wake up! Or in this case, awake, the single word. Maybe today people are asleep at the wheel right in this room. I don't know your spiritual situation with Christ, but I can tell you from what I see in our world today, people are not even thinking about this. They're over here in this pond. They're not thinking about this one. Paul says, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light, because Jesus is the light of life. He will give you light in your life. See then that you walk circumspectly, but not as fools, but as wise. There's another F we could use here for Freddy and the Frog, and that's the F word, fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. How many times have you heard that? God forbid, there's another F word, there be anyone in this room that has said the fool has said there's no God. Folks, we better come to recognizing sooner than later there is a God. And he does have a program. So Paul says, walk uprightly. Don't be a fool, but be wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. It's like here. Don't play with time. Time will work against you. The day that you think you're right about something, you'll be wrong. And you can't get it back. By the way, folks, almost everything else, you can work harder. You can do things to compensate for your loss. But I don't care how hard you try, you'll never get a day back. It's serious stuff. And the day that you reject Jesus again may be the day that your eternal soul is required. And you pass out of that opportunity again. Luke 16. You know, the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man wanted people to go back and tell his brothers. And Jesus said, they have the law and the prophets. They have scripture. We have scripture today. We have people that are begging people to get saved. I beg you to get saved today, to get down in the mud. But people say, not today. Well, as we know in the Bible, many examples, people's lives have been required. Think about the rich man. He's having so much success. He says, I'm going to tear all the barns down and build more because I've got so many blessings. But guess what? That was the night that God required his soul. And he did not end up in the presence of the Lord, because his thoughts were on the first pond. 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? John 16, we already read it. God so loved the world that he gave his only unique begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants everyone to be saved. Jesus died for every person that will accept him. Last two pieces of scripture, Isaiah 55. We have a lot of history in the Bible. Some of it's tragic history. We talk about Israel a lot today because it's in the news, but you know, Israel had choices it could have made all along the way, just like people in general do, whether you're young or old. Isaiah had the message here that God sent to him. And here's what God has said throughout all time. Come to me. Come down to the bottom. Come down into the safety of the mud. I'm here for you. Verse 5, you can read the rest of the context, but it's 1 through 7 is what I had chosen here. But behold, Isaiah writes, thou shalt call a nation thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run into thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. You know what? Israel rejected God so many times, and this was providential with God, that God had opened the door to people that weren't even his chosen called people, called the non-Jews. That's probably all of us. Praise God. But this came at the expense of people that God had warned over and over and over. You're headed for trouble. Come to me. Come back to me. Well, Isaiah brings this to light here when he tells Israel, this is what's going to happen, and here's the remedy. He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him when he is near. If you've ever received one of my cards, that's the verse I have on my business card. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Do you get the message in that? You can't find the mud in the bottom for safety when the pond's frozen over. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Here it is. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That's the God of the Bible today through his Son, Jesus Christ. It's the abundant pardon that God left for humanity. Friends, wherever you're at today in these ponds, Jesus is behind the scenes, and he is willing to abundantly pardon. But know this today, if your pond is coming close to being frozen over, it's none too early to what? To go down and be protected in the mud. Remember this about the Lord. His thoughts are not your thoughts. You think you know? God really knows. Your ways are not my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We better come into alignment with God's thoughts and his ways while we still can. Last turn today, 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, actually 1 and 2. I want to give you your money's worth. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 2. Second Corinthians 6, verse 1. We then, Paul writes, as workers together with him, beseech you. King James, that word beseech means I'm begging you folks today in the stead of Christ, be reconciled to him. That's our job as ambassadors. But here's what he's saying. We beg you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. If your heart says today, it's just another day, I'm going to go on. It's very unlikely God's going to pull me out today. Very unlikely that God's going to work his program today, because I know. You see what it says there? That you receive not the grace of God in vain. Folks, If you're gambling with your soul today, it's the biggest gamble with the worst odds. And here's how he sums this up. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee or drawn thee. Behold, tomorrow. Another year after I've lived it up. I'm young yet. He's not going to take me out yet. Behold, now is the accepted or appointed time. Today, now is the day of salvation. You heard it from the Word of God. Here's the conclusion. Today is another friendly warning if you are apart from Christ and never been saved, whether you're young or old. Don't end up like the frog, frozen dead. By the way, the Bible talks about heaven and hell. I think we have to process that. Hell is not going to be a place of ice. People have all kinds of theories, but the Bible tells it straight. Hell is going to be a place of eternal destruction, burning, suffering. You say, it can't happen. Oh yeah, ask Moses, the burning bush. When God called him, he showed him a picture of what hell would be like. A bush that continued to burn but was never consumed. Process it, folks. You're either going to reject it or accept it, but it's there. It's there. But don't end up like the frog, frozen dead, separated from the safety of the bottom of the pond. My last thought this morning is seek shelter and refuge in Jesus now. Do you get the message? Amen. Kim, you want to have the youngsters come up and distribute the frogs if you're interested? I did not bring any live ones today, but do you all get the point? Don't gamble with your soul. Yep. Now, we're going to stand and sing briefly. You're all welcome to stay for this business meeting. It will be very short, because if it isn't, I'm walking out because I'm hungry. But let's stand if you're able today. Page 537 in our hymnals. And folks, this is what it's all about. There's no other way to get to heaven but by being born again. You have to become a new creature in Christ. And it's done by trusting in Him, by believing on His name and calling upon Him. If you're drowning today in your sin, Jesus will save you. He is the life preserver for all of us today. Thank you for your good attention. Young folks, when you get your frogs, I hope you enjoy that and you'll think about that today. Maybe there's someone that's older who would like one as well. But know this, Jesus loves all the frogs. He wants us to be saved. A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask Him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer, it's true and plain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto you, ye must be born again. Today we'll sing that refrain one more time, but if there's someone today that has never been and experienced the new birth in Jesus Christ, there is no animosity. Maybe you're a person that's even professed salvation, but you know today, I'm not really headed for the bottom of that pond to the safety. You step out today because it's too big of a thing to gamble with. Again, speak a word to me. I'll skip lunch. I'll do whatever I have to show you from the Word if you have a question. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Verily, verily say unto you, ye must be born again. Doug Chatfield, would you dismiss us in prayer, but also prep us for the meeting? Ask God's blessing upon it. It'll be a very brief meeting.
Lord, thank you for this message about creation and how we need to make the right take this lesson to heart. Otherwise, we need to make those right choices before it's too late. And we would seek to have a whole life ahead of us, the rest of our lives, to live for you. Pray that there's one here that they might accept you and realize that you give them new life. Joyful and rewarding before we get to heaven. Thank you for that reality. Now we pray for our business meeting here. We pray that we'll be able to make decisions that need to go forth and that will be done for you. That we also make it a prompt to prayer for the meeting to follow and that we will enjoy the fellowship of everyone here today. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your presence today. In Jesus' name. And please be seated.
We'll be proceeding very quickly over to have lunch. I call this meeting to order. Just a few things that we need to deal with this morning. First thing, Mother's Day is 2 weeks from today. Is that correct? There has been some talk, and I cannot be there that evening, but there has been some talk that we do not have an evening service on Mother's Day. So if anyone would like to make a motion toward that, it'll be an up or down vote. There can still be a service. But is there anyone that wants to speak to that today? Okay. All right, thank you. Is there a second? Lonnie Hansford, thank you. All right, and if there's a close vote, we'll have to count by hands, but we'll try with a voice vote. Motion's been made and seconded that we do not have an evening service on Mother's Day. All those in favor, or is there any further discussion? Excuse me. Seeing none, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. All right, we'll do that by a show of hands. All those in favor, raise your hand. Of not having it, yes. All those in favor, I'm going to go preliminarily, of having it that night, raise your hand. Okay.
Did you say having or not having?
I'll go through this. Everyone that is in favor of not having it Sunday night of the motion, raise your hand. Those that are opposed that want to have the service, raise your hand. Okay, the motion to not have the service carries. All right, thank you very much. On June 23rd, Kim and I will be out of town that week. The deacons suggested that we might want to have Pastor Erickson. That has to be approved. Does anyone have a motion you'd like to make on that we approve Pastor Erickson coming to the congregation to speak that day? Sharon, thank you. Who's got the second? Brenda? Well, okay, Lonnie, I think beat you this time. All right, motion's been made and seconded that we have Pastor Erickson come to preach and to be with our congregation on the 23rd of June. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. Yes?
Who was the second?
Lonnie.
Lonnie?
Yeah, his hand was up just a minute quicker. The third thing today, in our annual business meeting, and by the way, we do have some things we need to get done, like our policy work and so forth, but the third thing is that we're going to have ice cream in the park and maybe bars and cake. The date that I found in my notes, I don't think it was in the minutes, though, was the 8th of June, that is a Sunday afternoon. Is there any discussion or is that the day we'll go with? I already did designate it with Fruitland because you have to have the park reserved. Comments? Sunday afternoon. Yep. Okay, we had the 8th in the minute, so that's Saturday, I think it was. Yep. Okay, help me out so we get... Well, I don't know. I think it's a Saturday.
The 8th is a Saturday. If that's what you want, then say so. If not, then switch
it. Yep, then we need to switch it.
The chance.
Yep.
Do you guys recall, did we say it was Sunday what we were wanting?
I had in my scratch notes it was for Saturday the 8th in the afternoon. Is that still the case? Yes.
From the minutes, it was, we talk about Saturday, but we did not define the date.
That's kind of what I think, but I had the 8th written in my scratch notes is all. Okay, we need Al.
The 8th is on Saturday.
Okay, thank you. Someone needs to make a motion if for what we're going to... Lonnie?
I make a motion that we have our attendance social on Saturday evening. I guess it'd be afternoon, excuse me.
Okay. All right. Is there a second? Al? Thank you. All right. Motion's been made and seconded that we have, I'm assuming, like 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the 8th, down at the park. It's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion about that? I think also that the deacons thought this the other night. Just all of us bring some ice cream. We're not going to go into a big hoop-de-doo about that and make some bars. Publicity is a big thing. We need to get it on our sign, and we need to get it posted around. Okay? Any further discussion? Al? You can try. Yep. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. That's the only things that I think we needed to take care of at this time. Is there a motion for adjournment? Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you, Ginger. Motion's been made and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Meeting's adjourned. Let's go eat. Thank you.